of us, ladies.
Thank you so much for being so kind and so patient with me the last week or so. I know that I've been quiet and I haven't recorded any new material. And some of you reached out to me on social media to find out if I'm okay, and I'm really, really thankful for that. The truth is that I actually fell really ill, and I landed up losing my voice, which is just, kind of ridiculous and super frustrating, obviously. But what I learned from it, and you know, it's always the hard way that we learn, right? I don't know why we can't just do things the easy way, you know, listen to our bodies, listen to that little voice, take some time out. I think it's because we always let our ego get in the way and we always think that we are so much stronger and better and braver and whatever else. And then we end up learning the hard way. So what I learned from being sick now and antibiotics and not being able to talk and just generally feeling awful and, you know, not looking much better, was the importance, A, of listening to your body, and B, asking for help. I think it's something that everyone, male and female, is really guilty of, which is, you know, being afraid to be vulnerable and being afraid to show humanity and ask for help and say, I don't have all my shit together. I really need some help. You know, I don't have enough hours in the day. This is causing me stress. This is causing me anxiety. I don't think that I should be doing this anymore. We don't have those conversations. It's like we're just not brave enough to do it. And that all comes from our ego, right? The same with not listening to our body. You know, our bodies give us these little signs along the way that all isn't well. You know, it starts with a headache here or some aches and pains there. You know, or you battle to sleep or you start feeling anxious or you've got like, you know, stomach cramps. Like weird stuff happens, right? And usually that's a sign that something's not okay. But what do most of us do? You know, you have some pain in your ankle or whatever. And instead of taking a break, you push through and you climb the stairs at work and you hit the gym. And then the next thing, you know, you really injure yourself and you can't walk for 3 days. Or in my case, you know, you get really, really sick. It started with a bit of a sore throat and I thought it was something that I could medicate, you know, self-medicate with over-the-counter meds from the pharmacy. And the next thing, I was running a fever and I'd lost my voice and I freaking had bronchitis. And it's kind of ridiculous. And I think the mistake that all of us make is that we allow our ego to overrule our spirit. You know, that little voice inside you that says, I need help, or I'm not feeling okay, I need a break. I think it starts as a bit of a whisper. I think it starts as a thought that we have. And I think then it starts manifesting physically in our lives somehow. You know, so it's either anxiety or stress or headaches or some kind of illness. And then if we still don't listen to our body and we still allow our ego to run rampant, it's then that it really manifests. And I think it's then that your body or, you know, your soul really starts screaming at you and something happens to actually physically take you out of commission. I'm sure you've all experienced this. When you don't listen to your body, when you don't take a break, eventually your body is like, you know what? Screw you, bitch. I'm done now. And you get really sick and you're out for 2 or 3 days, sometimes longer. So the lesson for all of us really is that we need to listen to our bodies and we need to ask for help. You know, none of us is perfect. None of us has got all our shit figured out. And don't believe the things that you see on social media and the Pinterest perfect life. That is all just a representation of what people want to be seen as. It's the image that they uphold for the world. It's not the truth of how they really live. So don't feel bad about needing to take an afternoon off or needing to take a couple of days time out, or possibly even looking at your to-do list. You know, I've written about this before around productivity and doing, you know, that importance versus urgency matrix. And things that are highly important and highly urgent, those are the things that we should be prioritizing and that we should be spending our time on, preferably first thing in the morning when we're at our best. And the things that are on the low priority in terms of importance and in terms of urgency that are neither urgent nor important, that very bottom quadrant, Those are the things we should actually walk away from. You know, part of what causes us anxiety is because we take on too much stuff and we don't say no. Or we're afraid to turn around and say, you know what, I know that I said I was going to help you, but unfortunately, I really can't. You know, there's nothing wrong with asking for help or admitting that you're human and you actually can't do it all. Just don't be a dick about it. You know, be nice about it. If you promise to help with something and you now can't, don't let the person know on the day of the event or the day that the project is due. Give them enough notice. And just start being more mindful, I think, around how easy it is for us to just say yes when people ask us for stuff. You know, I think we all need to get into the habit of running through our to-do list and making sure that we are not spreading ourselves too thin. You know, make sure that we still have time in the day for that all-important me time, that we're getting enough rest, that we're drinking enough water, that we're eating a healthy diet and not skipping meals or living off of convenience and off of junk food, which is one of my big sins. You know, we need to do better. We need to be kinder to ourselves. And it really starts with listening to our bodies, being mindful of the capacity and the bandwidth that we have to deal with things. And then it also comes down to actually showing a little bit of vulnerability sometimes and asking for help. I think we'll all be so much healthier and so much happier if we start incorporating this practice into our daily lives. And if we just stop letting our ego run rampant and convince us that we are fine when actually we're not, when we need a break, when we need to step away, when we need to say no. It's okay to not be able to do it all. It's okay to ask for help. It's okay to say no and to take some time out and to take a rest. Effectively, it's okay to be human. And we all need to give ourselves permission to do that. And in doing so, we will automatically be modeling that behavior and be giving everyone around us permission to also be human and say, I'm sorry, I can't do this. No, thank you. I can't make it. I need a break. Think about that and please start incorporating that into your daily life and into your practice of, you know, just everything that you do. Be kinder to yourself. I'll chat to you again.